Monday Mount Rushmore.
Now, we get into a debate, trying to figure out the four bestest of thingies.
Yeah.
And Antoine is the host, and he presents us with thingies, and then we try to come up with the bestest.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So today's thingy will be medical theme shows.
Shows
that deal with, you know, medical mysteries, medical episodes in the hospital, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
There have been so many.
A lot.
That is a go-to well for television shows is medicine and policey things. Sometimes they combine the two of them,
yes,
too.
If you're Chicago.
Oh, good Lord. Why Chicago of all places? Why does it have to be so many Chicagos? Why are we into
everything's
Chicago?
Everything's there.
It's so many.
Everything's there.
And I don't like any of those shows.
And then they'll do crossovers where one show's in another show for like 3 weeks. Yeah.
Right. But then you don't know, like, am I on Chicago Fire? Am I on Chicago Police?
Chicago Hope.
Right. Am I on Chicago? Am I just in Chicago?
Just in Chicago. Am I on Broadway?
Yeah. I have no idea. So we're looking for the four best medical shows.
Yes. And so I want to start.
Okay.
Because this is one of my favorite shows of all time, but definitely my favorite medical show, House.
House
with Hugh Laurie. This show is so amazing. It's
the great
so amazing.
Dr. House.
He is at Gregory House. Oh my God. He was absolutely great.
That one was kind of a phenomenon too. And I would say what made that one better was it was just.
There's your house for
it. Well, no, this is just house music.
I was about to say, sorry. That is not.
I was about to say, what?
It's not to that.
He was never in the club.
It's Antoine's favorite medical show called Who Put This on the Floor in This Club?
House Party.
Yep. We'll make love in this club. Hey!
No, yeah, but House is just, it was so great. Omar Epps was on it.
Yeah.
Olivia Nunn was on it.
Uh-huh.
It was just a great show.
Wait, let me see.
Olivia.
Is this Olivia? Yeah. There it is. There's your house music.
There it is right there.
There, yeah. Oh, House was a great show because it was just different than all the other ones, too. Where you had the persnickety Dr. House and trying to uncover all the medical mysteries.
And then you had its best friend, non-best friend, Wilson, who worked in oncology.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It didn't follow the same sort of formulaic pattern of other shows.
It didn't try to pull at your heartstrings. Most of these medical shows, every episode tried to make you cry.
Yeah.
House didn't do that.
Okay. Monica Brooks, what say you?
I'm going to have to go with Jared's show. Really, Scrubs.
It pains you to do it.
We still watch that.
Scrubs is hilarious, though. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I love it.
So Scrubs, the sitcom. Again, the hospital. It's basically a parody. It's a parody of all these other ones.
Uh-huh.
So I guess you have to appreciate the creativity of that. And for as goofy as that show is, that's one of those ones you put it on and it's just nice to have on. Like, is it the greatest and funniest show in the history of the world? Nah.
No, not at all.
But it's aight.
Yeah, Dr. Perry Cox is my favorite. Oh, he's so funny and mean.
Anyone can watch it. You can watch it with like an 11-year-old. Yeah, okay. I feel pretty good about that one. I feel like we're dancing around one that just has to be on the list. I mean, you play this music, and you feel like you're in an emergency room of some kind. Antoine, you're making a face.
Oh, I've is this ER?
This is ER,
I've never watched ER. I've never seen a single episode of ER.
George Clooney was on the show, right? Is that?
Yes, he was.
This is George Clooney, Mekhi Phifer.
Joe Clooney. Yes, of course.
George Clooney. My grandmother used to love this show.
Juliana Margulies was on the show.
My grandmother loved it.
I mean, ER was the biggest show on television forever.
It definitely was. And I don't know why I never got into it. Maybe because it was so popular, like my mom and grandmother and aunts and stuff watched this show. I was like, I can't watch an old person show when I was young.
You were younger.
Yeah.
You've been known to have bad taste most of your life. So there's that going on. To me, ER, I think, is the gold standard of medical shows. I mean, it starts and it stops with ER when it comes to the dramas and everything. So that gives us one remaining spot.
And that show was on for 15 years.
And it was like number one for almost
94 to 2009.
It was forever.
Wow.
Spoiler alert, when they killed Goose, that was a heartstringer right there. Goose from Top Gun was on the show, Anthony Edwards, and when his character said goodbye, it was must-see.
Are we gonna take it to General Hospital?
We still have the one spot left, and I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think Grey's Anatomy deserves to be on this list. I do not.
Ooh.
Wow. No. Why does it not? I want to hear more about this. Why does it not?
We are debating the top four medical shows of all time.
Yes.
And right now, the four are Scrubs, ER, House, and Grey's Anatomy.
That's a solid four right there.
Text 52353, because those are the four Maurice listed, and he said, this will be the first time I've picked the top four. Zach Jackson, you better not ruin this for me. I don't think Grey's Anatomy belongs on the list. I think it's crap.
Why?
I don't care how popular that show is.
It's a super popular.
To me, all it is a cornball knockoff of every medical show ever. And that's it. I don't think it's clever. I don't think it's well written. The actors are fine. But I don't think it is a Mount Rushmore. It's a Mount Findmore. You want to put it on Mount Findmore? Go ahead.
It's been on for 15 years.
So what?
Yeah, it's really popular. 15
years.
Watch.
We were talking about ER. ER made it 15 years and ended. This is 15 years and it's still going.
Longevity don't make it a good thing necessarily.
I would disagree.
I would. would you agree that Walking Dead could have ended about 5 years ago?
Hey, as long as people are still watching it, somebody. Yeah. For me, yes. Uh-huh. But generally speaking, Grey's Anatomy must be a great show.
Oh, so
this many people
watching. You do what the masses say? Just the
this
lemmings?
Is Mount Rushmore. This Mount. You don't like superhero movies. So, yes, I do whatever everybody opposite of you does.
I just look. All right. Text 52353. As an ER nurse who is now a nurse practitioner, Grey's Anatomy is crap. ER is the best and most accurate show. Ha-ha!
Yeah, all right.
So
yeah.
I present to you...
Accuracy with Scrubs.
I'm going to present to you two options to replace Grey's Anatomy on this list. One of them is not MASH. People have been texting in MASH.
No.
MASH is too old. It's too boring. I remember as a kid, if I heard this, ugh.
It was only had like three channels and you were forced to watch.
It was the only time as a kid where I was like, you know what? Forget it. I will go to bed. It's bedtime.
This is a show you watch when it's raining outside. You can't go outside and there's nothing else on TV.
Ugh. No. It's no, you know, show. No, this is like watching coronavirus. I can't. No, I'm not going to do it. So I say no to MASH. I will present one to you that I've always found to be a goofy show, but it was very different. Was this show. Doogie Howser, M.D., from the 80s, the great Neil Patrick Harris launched his career as a 14-year-old genius who was a doctor, and he saved people's lives. And you know what? There was, at the end of Doogie Howser, every single episode, he would sit down at his crappy computer, and he would type in his little journal.
Yes, I remember.
And it made me, as a kid, want my own computer journal. I wanted to have that journal. I wanted to say clever things like Doogie Howser did, and have them be on the screen with a little flashing circle.
Doogie.
Right. Doogie was the man.
And this show lasted what? It was four seasons.
Was that it?
It was only four seasons.
Wow, I know. It really wasn't.
People didn't care that much.
It was a fun show and it was a phenomenon for a second, but it really was not. I mean, it wasn't like great acting.
Now, I will say 97 episodes. That's when seasons had a bunch of episodes.
Man, Wanda was cute back in the day too. He went out with and Vinny the neighbor. He'd come through the door all the time. I love
Patrick
that show.
Harris.
Or I present to you, you know what? Do I have the theme song? Let me see. Because Monica, I kind of like your idea of one of the most legendary soap operas of all time, which I don't have, but General Hospital.
That's going to get my vote. General Hospital will get my vote between these two.
Okay. Does it get your vote over Grey's Anatomy?
For nostalgia purposes, yes. I never actually watched Grey's Anatomy.
Because here's my argument on Grey's Anatomy. I think Grey's Anatomy is simply a primetime knockoff copycat version of General Hospital. General Hospital was doing it for 25 years. And then Shonda Rhimes comes in, bites off their idea, and suddenly it's a phenomenon like they haven't been doing it the whole time. That's
so General Hospital?
I say General Hospital
taking place?
Over Grey's Anatomy.
General Hospital has had over 14,000 episodes.
Look at that.
And that was and now they stopped counting in 2018.
Because you can't even count
original OG.
They've had infinity episodes.
Because it had Sunny. Wasn't Sunny on General Hospital?
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, Sunny.
Oh man!
I don't know anything about the show. Or was that Luke and Laura?
Sunny was hot stuff.
Were they on General Hospital back in the day? The big love affair of Luke and Laura.
I'm not sure.
Or was that Days of Our Lives?
Like came back, and then died again.
I have no idea. But what I say to you is, every single thing that Grey's Anatomy has done has been because they stole it from General Hospital. Oh, Luke and Laura, that was
It was General Hospital.
I say General Hospital.
And General Hospital. If you stayed home because you didn't go to school that day, you stayed home sick. You were at your grandparents' house, chances are you watched General Hospital.
So there we go.
All the time.
We're doing that. Scrubs,
Hospital.
ER, House, General Hospital. Grey's Anatomy fans, you can fight me on it if you want. It's my fault. That's fine.